USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. In a preview of a potential Republican presidential primary showdown, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis will hold dueling Florida rallies on Sunday as the two men battle for supremacy of the Sunshine State and the heart of the GOP. The former president will welcome supporters in Miami, the third stop in a four-city tour that has effectively made Trump a leading player in his party's fight for control of Congress. Meanwhile, the Florida governor is headlining his own events in three counties on the state's opposite coast, Hillsborough, Sarasota, and Lee, steering clear of Trump as he seeks to close out his bid for a second term. We have some vehicles out there with faulty airbags.
The parent company of Dodge and Chrysler has issued a stop driving order for the owners of four vehicle models that have been proven to be deadly. Dodge Magnum, Dodge Challenger, Dodge Charger, and Chrysler 300s manufactured between 2005 and 2010 are equipped with faulty airbags. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the defective airbags have been responsible for three deaths over the past 7 months. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
There are concerns that Twitter's upgraded subscription service will allow more disinformation to be widely circulated on the Internet. Christopher Krebs, who was once director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, said on CBS's Face the Nation that there are reports of foreign actors already trying to take advantage of the system in place ahead of Election Day.
They recognize that political discourse is very divisive here in the U.S., and they have more opportunities, probably than ever before, to continue to undermine confidence, to create chaos, which is really their primary objective.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Dr. Jill Biden was at a Get Out the Vote event at the church in Houston Sunday morning. The First Lady urging people to make sure their voices for unity are heard on Tuesday.
My husband ran for president to heal this country, and that's what we are doing. There is power in community, in this community.
The Powerball jackpot has now grown to an estimated $1.9 billion after no winning tickets were sold in Saturday night's drawing, according to the California Lottery Association. The winning numbers were 28, 45, 53, 56, 69, and the Powerball was 20. The next drawing is set for Monday. Saturday's estimated $1.6 billion draw had been the world's largest lotto prize ever offered, Powerball said. But unfortunately for ticket buyers, the odds of winning the massive prize remain long, just 1 in 292.2 million. Here's a happy LSU head football coach, Brian Kelly, following the Tigers' 32-31 overtime win over Alabama Saturday.
This was the next stage in development of our football team, and that they needed to just not think about outcome and think about one play at a time, get to the next play, focus, refocus, and that was the charge all week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.